Podcasts, everyone seems to have one, and more people are listening to them. At the same time, sales for audiobooks are growing faster than any other segment of the publishing industry. And that got NPR's Lynn Neary wondering if podcasts might be helping to drive listeners to audiobooks. She discovered the answer is not that clear-cut.
Macmillan Audio, a division of one of the big five New York-based publishing houses, got into podcasting a decade ago, says president and publisher Mary Beth Roach.
It looked like an interesting new way of reaching consumers at a time when we were experimenting with a lot of different digital ideas.
Macmillan teamed up with Minion Fogarty, who had started her own podcast network, beginning with her own podcast, Grammar Girl.
Some of the most dangerous words you can throw around are always and never. They almost beg people to ask, really? Never?
Roach says Macmillan helped Fogarty build the Quick and Dirty Tips Network, QDT for short.
It was an opportunity to build a network of podcasts that were all a very particular type, short format, tip-oriented, actionable, helpful advice on a variety of subjects.
But now, Macmillan Audio wants to expand into a different format, the long-form narrative. And to do that, it has turned to Tor Books, which specializes in genre fiction.
Fantasy, horror, and science fiction. All the good, gooey, wonderful, fannish, delightful, geeky wondrousness.
Jen Gunnels is an editor at Tor Books, which has just launched a new podcasting project. It reverses the traditional route for publishing a book.
Most publishing text, print, is the primary edition format. And we thought, well, what's to say we couldn't make audio the primary format? And we kind of went from there, building it from the ground up.
Starting in August, Tor will release a 14-part podcast of an original audio drama called Steal the Stars by Mac Rogers. It's a love story set at a secret military base where an alien and its spacecraft are under guard. This clip from a demo tape gives a hint of what's to come.
Have you been contacted about Moss, the HARP, Object E, or any ongoing operations at Quill Marine by anyone unaffiliated with Quill Marine?
No.
Please remain still and silent until I tell you otherwise.
Once all 14 episodes of the podcast have aired, Macmillan will release an audiobook and also a novelization of the play in paperback and ebook form. Mary Beth Roach says Macmillan Audio is interested in experimenting with podcasts because they're a gateway to audiobooks.
For people who are just getting used to spoken word entertainment, it's an interesting entry point. It's not too much of a commitment. It's not as scary as say, oh, I'm going to download this 30-hour audiobook.
Roach points to the popular podcast Serial as an example.
A lot of people came to that. They heard about it. They were enjoying it and thought, what else can I listen to?
But there's another way that Serial and other popular podcasts drive listeners to audiobooks.
Support for Serial comes from Audible.
Audible, the Amazon-owned behemoth of the audiobook world, both sells audiobooks and produces original audio content.
I love the fact that more people are listening.
Andy Gaze is Audible's chief content officer. Audible believes it has made long-form listening a habit for millions of people, and that has helped the podcast boom. Gaze says there is a synergy between podcasts and audiobooks, and it benefits both.
The more people with headphones in listening to the spoken word means that the investment that Audible has made in content, in customer service, in technology, and the large amount of money we spend raising awareness is succeeding. And whatever path people take to experience spoken word content for the first time is fantastic.
And there may be one overriding reason why both podcasts and audiobooks are doing so well. People just like listening to stories. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.